Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, welcome. This is a very exciting Chavura. Tonight's Rosh Chodesh Elul, first of the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So already in the mode of getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, Yomim Noraim. This Sefer, the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, the Sefer which came out not so long ago, originally came out as an anonymous Sefer. It took a long time for everybody to figure out exactly who the author is. We've actually had the privilege of having him come and speak here, Rabbi Tamer Schwartz. And those who were able to see him saw he was a young man, quite a big tzaddik, and clearly somebody who has been an Oved Hashem, been working on himself for many, many, many years to produce the Sefer. What is this Chabur about? What is this Sefer about? So we'll start with his very first line. I know most of you do not have the books in front of you. Some of you have the English copies, I see, which is fine. You can follow along. I'm not going to be reading much inside. It will pretty much just be following along with him and talking it together outside. But his opening line defines what it is that we're going to be talking about. Reishis Avodas HaAdam, the beginning of the avoda, of the service of a person. A person here, we're here to serve Hashem. What is the beginning of the avoda that a person has? Levarir la'atzmo ma hatachlis shel chayev. To become clear, to understand well, what is the purpose of his life? The beginning stages of avoda is to understand what is the purpose. It's a nice opening line. So I know all of you are thinking the same thing.
42.
So you'll say, wait, who? I understand. This is not like a beginner's class to somebody who came in off the street and doesn't know anything about Judaism. We know what the purpose of life is. We all know it's to be shomer Torah mitzvahs, to learn Torah, to follow the mitzvahs, to keep everything. We have lots of things to do when you say, what is the purpose? There are lots of things to keep, lots of things to accomplish. Who are we talking to that we would ask the question that the primary focus that we have to have as we begin our service, as we begin our avoda, that the primary thing is to figure out, what's the purpose? I know the purpose is. There's like, well, open up the Sefer Chinuch, 613 mitzvahs laid out in great detail that we need to accomplish. So what does he mean when we start out with this idea of trying to understand exactly what it is that we say, what is the purpose? Now, the reality is that the world that we live in is called the Olam. And Olam comes from the Hebrew word Olam, which means to be hidden. And we live in a world that's hidden. And in as much as we think that we know what the purpose is, and we know that we have Shabbos, and we have Kashrus, and we have belief in Hashem, we have the moon, and we have all of these things, at the end of the day, the world is a place where Hashem's presence is hidden. And our purpose, that which we're here to accomplish, that which we need to do, is very much hidden from what it is that we are doing. And even for a Jew who believes in Hashem, and every Jew, he opens up his phrases. We're talking to Jews who believe in Hashem. We're not talking about someone who doesn't know. We know, we're believers, we believe that the Jews receive the Torah, we believe that we have to accomplish all of these things. And despite all of that, we ask the question, what is the purpose? It's an actual difficult question to ask. If we'd ever stop and ask ourselves, what is the purpose of our existence? If we would stop by saying, to keep Torah, that's our purpose. Keep Torah. Keep Shabbos, Kashrus, all of it, where it sits, it's tefillin. If we would...
That's not a purpose, that's a means to an end.
And if we would stop there, and then we would say, and I got it, I did it, I'm now keeping all the mitzvahs, I'm Shomer Shabbos. You know, that's a statement that when you're not Shomer Shabbos, for those who were not brought up with Torah mitzvahs, so when you don't have it, that's the goal. This is what I need to accomplish. And there's a lot to accomplish, and it's overwhelming. For those who experienced it, I don't need to explain it, and for those who didn't, it matters. Like all of a sudden, there's Shabbos and there's Kashrus, there's like a lot of things, and all the details. And then, 10 years later, 15 years, 20, maybe you're brought up with it. So that's it, we're done. Purpose of life is to be able to keep all these things, and now I'm doing it. That can't be the purpose. And it's certainly not the purpose. So it's a question which, whether you're brought up observant or not, is one which we actually don't often ask ourselves. What is the purpose? Mahi tachlis shel chayev. What is the purpose of this life that I am living, and what am I trying to accomplish in doing it? The mitzvahs that we have are not supposed to be random. we actually live life, most of the time, with fulfilling mitzvahs almost in a random way. Oh, look, it's Pesach. I have a couple of mitzvahs to do. Today's Shabbos. Tzitzis, tefillin. They just sort of, as they come, will address them. But really, the mitzvahs are supposed to create a binyan, a structure, a building. And if you think about any structure, no one just haphazardly starts to build. No one would dream of having a plot of land and saying, I think I'm going to build a house here. And without a plan, calling in a plumber before having worked out the wiring, what are the rooms going to look like? It doesn't work that way. When you build a structure, there's a tremendous amount of forethought that goes into it in terms of what it's going to look like. The end goal is known before you start. And if you build a house, and even if you put in all those plans, then you say, you know what, I really don't like this neighborhood. Why did you build in the neighborhood? That would be the kind of thing you'd probably want to think about before you decided to build there. Is this a place that you want to live? All of that goes into any structure. No one would build even the smallest structure without taking all those things into account. Our lives are supposed to be a binyan. They're supposed to be a structure which has order, which has a purpose, which has a goal, and it actually requires the forethought beforehand. What is that purpose? What is it that we are attempting to work towards that all of these mitzvahs should fit into that structure to be able to accomplish that which we want to do? So let me ask the question. I saw many ask this question. I thought this was a fabulous question. If I asked you a question, you could think about this for a minute or two while we go. Where should a person start? Think about this question in two ways. Think about it as a Baal Tshuva. If you had a person who came into the community who didn't know anything, totally fresh, and decided, teach me. I want to know. From that perspective, what would you start with? What concept in Torah is the place where you would start? Where is the beginning of an avodah? It's Rosh Chodesh Elul. We'll start an avodah. This is going to be a six-week chavura. Hope you will all stay throughout all 6 weeks.
Emunas Hashem, right?
Emunas Hashem. Belief in Hashem. What are the other options? A good one to start. Where would you start? You have Avas Hashem. You have Emunah. You have Ahava, love of Hashem, belief in Hashem.
The truth is, I would actually start before that, which is just getting your own personal, the fact that you are valuable, the fact that you're a valuable asset in the world. Like forget everything else until you can get your own internal value in
self-worth.
Creation.
Self worth.
Then you, it's like, how are you going to love God? How are you going to connect to God if you don't get that you're valuable?
I was saying that Hashem loves you.
Oh, you're saying that not Av Hashem, you're using me that you have to love Hashem. You're talking about that Hashem loves you.
Yeah.
So you have all of these concepts, but in terms of where would we start in our avoda? So you have the concepts of Emunas Hashem, you have the concept of, let's just go with the standard, loving Hashem, Yiras Hashem, fearing Hashem.
Isn't Emunas Hashem different than the belief in Hashem that Hashem exists in the first place? I mean, in a sense, Emunas Hashem is like, it's a step further, I think, no? Maybe.
Okay, we're going to talk a lot about that.
I'm saying, like, you probably need to believe that Hashem exists in the first place.
Yeah.
If that's
Yediyas Hashem. I think we talk about Yediyas Hashem, the knowledge of Hashem.
That's it.
What about an action?
Right, so we have davening, Cholin. Cholin's a good place to start. Cholin is what got them into the door in the first place. I made him say, I want to be part of this. If these people eat Cholin, let me in.
I mean, that's, the first time anybody, speaking from a Baal Tshuva perspective, you come to the Shabbos table, it's a good feeling. Forget about Avos Hashem and all this. These are great group of people.
Okay, so in theory, right, that's in practice in terms of what actually brings people in. But you have where should we start? What should a person start with? Forgetting about Shuvah, you could look at it from that perspective. A person, talking about a person who's been in yeshiva.
Serving God.
Serving God is a little broad.
It's
very broad. It's about a person who's wearing himself. We're not talking about someone who's walking in. Everyone who's sitting in this room here already has a significant base of knowledge. I want to work on something for Elul. What should I work on? And we could talk about what I would tell somebody who doesn't know anything. Then we could talk about what should I work on. So he writes, if you ask people, you'll get results. I should work on my davening. My davening is really weak. Nice thing to work on. I should learn my learning. I don't have a Seder. I do have a Seder, but during my Seder, I'm still not learning. I should work on my Talmud Torah. It's Elul. This man is going to be stark for my learning. Stark for my davening. This Elul is going to be Shalom Bayis. There will be very good responses, he writes. And everybody would say, this is the place to start. This is where I should be working. And they would all be bona fide, good ideas, and we all need to work on them. But there's something, which is what we're going to be discussing, which comes before all of that as a concept, as to the goal, the purpose. All of those things are pratim, are details on things that need to be worked on, whether it's our personal relationship with others, our tefillah, our davening, or our learning. But the question of Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'ima, what does he want from me? Last week's parasha. What does he want? What does he ask of me? I was speaking to somebody just the other night. Within a from lifestyle, so in between the mitzvah that I do in the morning when I put on my talis and my tefillin, and in between, if I'm not eating, I'm not making a bracha, I'm just like sort of living life. I'm not doing anything now. I'm not actually fulfilling a mitzvah. I'm just living. What am I supposed to be working on? What am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to be thinking? Is there a purpose in between of the random mitzvahs that we come across as to what should my focus be in terms of my avoda, serving God? How am I supposed to be serving God in between these specific actions or moments that I do in which I am serving God, and I have my life in between? What am I supposed to be working on during those particular times? So he brings a mashal to explain why this is an important concept, even just to figure out and understand and be thinking. He brings an example of a carpenter. The carpenter has a saw in his hand and a big piece of wood, a board in the other hand, and he has a job to do to trim it down to the appropriate size. And if he's in a factory, he's got a powerful machine. It's not just a handle; he's got a machine. And he's got to carve it up and deal with it as he needs to do it. So as he's about to start, if you say to him, "What are you doing?" I say, "What do you mean what I'm doing? I'm a carpenter. See this big machinery? This is going to cut up my piece of wood. Here's my wood, and I need to get it down to this size." He knows what he's doing. While he's doing it now he gets involved. He starts the activity. If his mind wanders, he knows what he's doing. He's a carpenter. But he's not paying attention to what he's doing. So it doesn't need to be... Right? What's the end result of his piece of wood? Doesn't come out to the right size. Because in the moments that you're actually dealing with heavy machinery, sharp cutting tools, and your board, not only do you have to be aware of, in the broad spectrum, I'm a carpenter working, you must be focused on what it is that you're doing if you want the product to come out. And if you're not careful, not only will the board not come out to be the right size, you're going to get hurt. Because you're dealing with something powerful. When you deal with something powerful, you have to be focused on what it is that you're doing. And you have to be focused on every moment. The Gemara says that a dayan, a judge, has to view himself like a sword is hanging in between his shoulders, over his head. You're a judge. You're representing the Torah, you're representing Hashem. The decisions you render have an impact. And you have to view yourself as if every step you take, that sword is above your head, ready to fall if you make a mistake. So Rabbi Cheryl Salanter used to write, Cheryl Salanter writes that every person is a judge on himself. Every person is a judge on ourselves. Every decision we make hundreds of thousands of decisions a day. How to spend our free time, how to spend our time when we're working, which is not really free time, but we spend it like it's free time. How we interact with people, the words we choose, the thoughts that we have. We are constantly judges on ourselves and on our behaviors. And a person, the chashivas, why is this so significant? What's the purpose? What are we supposed to be doing? Because every moment is actually a moment of significance. Every moment there's a sword that hangs. Every moment is a carpenter dealing with heavy machinery. And if it slips because you're not paying attention, if it slips because for a few moments you go out to lunch, you can't go out to lunch when the machine's on. You gotta turn the machine off and stop what you're doing to go out to lunch. Except in life, we don't necessarily have those. We're always living. We always have a purpose. We always have a mission. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us every single breath that we have. And the beginning of the avoda that we have, the first step, is becoming clear as to what that purpose is. If that carpenter doesn't know exactly what his goal is, it'll never happen. We were thrust into that job. As the Mishnah says, you were born against your will, you will die against your will, you'll be judged against your will. You're going to be judged on how well that piece of wood came out. And every moment is hanging on with heavy machinery, making sure that we get it right. So it's important, he says, the first thing that a person needs to know is that this is the question. He writes, you're going to write a whole book or go through a couple of weeks spending what is that purpose and how do we get to it to fulfill it. he has a whole piece here, which I don't want to spend time on, we discuss it, but there's an idea that's well known, that we were, as the Sfarim write, that at this point in world history, every soul has been sent down here as a Gilgul, as a previous, has lived a previous life and has something to be misakin, something to fix, something that didn't go right in the previous life, and now we have a mission, so to speak. That's my purpose in life. He says, it's very nice, but you can't tell me that your entire purpose of creation, 70, 80, 90 years, is for that two-minute moment, which might literally be 2 minutes, and you don't know when in your life it's going to be, of your purpose. If your purpose is to fix a window, well, you have to build a house. You have to have a house in which that window fits. And if you build a house, if you create that structure, and you do that which is required to be able to have that structure in the right place, in the right neighborhood, with all the right plans, when the time comes, you'll fix that window. But you have to, it's a whole lifetime. And to say that this is my one purpose, and that one purpose is going to be limited to a specific moment in time, is going to leave the rest of our life a little bit lacking. And that which will define our purpose has to be more significant than that. Okay, so what is a purpose? So he doesn't waste too much time, he gets right into it. Where should you start? Going back to the question, if we wanted to start an Elul program, what should I be working on? You want to have somebody who doesn't know anything about Judaism, he comes in fresh, what should it be a focus on? So he brings from a pasuk in Tehillim. Yadua velo yadua, he writes. Meaning the purpose of life is well known, and it's not so well known. Meaning when you hear it, you're not going to be like, I never thought of that before. Of course you know it. You know it, you'll have heard of it, you'll have worked on it. So it's yadua. And at the same time that it's yadua, at the same time that it's known, the same time you're not going to have a reaction of, whoa, never heard of that concept before. You've all heard of it, but it's not known. It's not known because if it were really known and understood, we would be working on it all the time. We would have the sense that we really are a carpenter working with heavy machinery where every moment counts. And we don't. I don't, you don't, we know we don't. So we know it, and we don't know it. And what is that? So the Pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Va'ani, for me, Kirvas Elokim Li Tov. Kirvas Elokim, being close to Hashem, Li Tov. That is what is good for me. You want to know what Tov is? You want to know something good? Kirvas Elokim, being close to Hashem. Mesilas HaSharim, when he discusses this Pasuk, says, Be'emes ki hashleimos ha'amiti, true completion, wholeness, shleimos, is rak dveikus bo yisbarach, is cleaving, being close to Hashem. And he quotes the pasuk from David, kirvas elokim li tov. Yadua, that part is known. Didn't say any novel approach. What is the purpose? And yet this is going to be the line that we will spend the next couple of weeks understanding how it actually impacts, affects us, and how we can achieve that. The line that's Yadua is Kirvos Elokim Li Tov. The pasuk you can memorize and say over and over and over again. I don't know, give it a second. Kirvos Elokim Li Tov. The concept of being karov, of being close, of having a personal relationship with Hashem. Similarly, you talk about like emuna, the difference between simply knowledge of Hashem and belief in Hashem, or self-worth. There's a relationship. And being close to Hashem is that which is good. And when Mesilas Yesharim discusses this, the Ramchal writes that that's the Shleimos Ha'amiti. To be truly complete. Nobody wants a broken chair. Broken chair has no interest to anybody. It has no use to anybody. Broken table? Put it down on the curb. You don't want it. Nobody else will take it because there's no value. What about a broken person? We don't want to be broken people. Nobody wants to be broken. What's shleimus? When we talk about a human being, so it's not an we're not talking about an external shleimus, that he has two arms and two legs and two eyes, Baruch Hashem. That's external. Shleimus, the completion of a person, their inner self, their self-worth, their being, is dveikus v'Hashem. It's when they come close, when they cleave, when they cling to Hashem, and that's what's tov. If David HaMelech says, that's tov, everything else, says in the Mesilas Yesharim, is fooling ourselves as to what true goodness is. True goodness is simply this concept. Now that's, as I said, Yadua. Question is, how do we achieve that? What do we need to do in order to accomplish that? The first thing that he writes is, he says, I know, my dear reader, what you're thinking. You're thinking, that's such a beautiful idea. That's not for me. I know what he's talking about. He's talking about those guys that I see when I visit Eretz Yisrael. And I see in Yerushalayim there are these people, they have no money, they have no interest, they're not involved in anything, they sit, and they learn, and they daven, and that's it. That's what it means, Kirvas Elokim Li Tov. That's what it means to be able to cling, to cleave to Hashem, to be focused on Him. I know what that's like. I've seen the pictures in people's living rooms. I've seen them live when I go to Yerushalayim, and that's really not for me. Thank you. Very nice. No thanks. I have other interests. I have other desires. I actually like brownies, and I'm not ready to give them up. And I know that what you're saying is that I can't have my brownies. And that's the least of the things that I know you're telling me that I can't have. I have many more things that I know you're telling me that I can't have if I want to achieve Kirvas Elokim Litov. If you want me to accomplish that, I know what this is about. Very nice. It took you 20 minutes to get to it, but now that I know where this is going, no thanks. So he says, that's your Yetzirah. Your Yetzirah that's saying that the picture that you need to have in your mind of a person who can fulfill the purpose of his life, of becoming close to Hashem, of clinging to Him, is that picture. That's your Yetzirah, he writes. It's not being a parish. It doesn't mean that you can't have anything. We all have lives, we all have personalities, we have interests, and within that, person can work and focus on this idea. And he writes, if you think about it, I actually brought a couple of cards if anybody here wants. It says, what you would do is you would write it on a piece of paper. You would write, Kirvas Elokim Li Tov, on a small little piece of paper. You'd fold it up and put it in your pocket. And every 15 minutes or so, you would take it out. And you would just remind yourself, I have a purpose. I'm not floating around waiting for the next mitzvah to come around. I'm not waiting. I put on tefillin. I'm wearing my tzitzis. I'm just waiting for the next time I'm going to eat. Maybe I can make a bracha. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for the next yant. I have a goal. I have a mission. And I'm going to accomplish that. And that mission is developing a relationship of Kirvas Elokim. We haven't gotten to how. That's going to be the next number of weeks as we'll work on how do we accomplish that. But that I understand that as I walk around during my day, that's what I'm aiming at. And believe you me, we forget this. Not even forgetting. We go months without thinking about Hashem. We daven, and we don't think about Hashem while we're davening, and we're all over the place. You could be sitting and learning. I used to speak about chavrusas. I remember when I was in yeshiva, I used to speak about this all the time. Like we sit and learn. We're learning literally 10, 11 hours a day, and we don't think about the Ribbono Shel Olam once during those 12 hours. We're working on, you know, what's the malach of Shabbos? Is it like this or is it like that? If your cow kills my cow, and who pays who? And we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And if you're not paying attention while you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're not aware of the fact that you could be studying the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. You're developing. You're not thinking about it. And we've all gone through that during davening. And that's when we're literally talking to Him, and we're not thinking about that. Having a piece of paper, he writes, and you take it out every 15 minutes, and you just remind yourself, as I'm going through my day, there's a purpose. And I'm trying to develop a relationship. And right now, all I'm doing is reminding myself that that is my purpose. Haven't gone to how, haven't gone to the mechanics of what I'm going to do, but I'm simply not going to allow hours to go by without reminding myself that there actually is a purpose of what it is that I am trying to accomplish. That there is a goal, and that that goal is to be able to achieve that closeness. Every moment, he writes, that a person is aware of that, he becomes shalem. Shlemus is that connection. Shlemus, completion, that wholeness is being connected. And the moments that you live in that, you're living in shlemus. The moments that we become disconnected from that, we are literally floating on our own. We are not connected to the source. We're not connected to the tachlis, that which is the purpose of everything that we're trying to accomplish. That's the goal. I just want to just stop here just to focus on that. I have cards. I suggest just for this week's avoda is just focusing on that concept. We're going to start next week in Rosh Hashem and go over what that means. What is the idea behind it? What is it to accomplish? How do we do that? But the first is the mashal, understanding that we are literally carpenters with heavy machinery, and every moment that we're connected, every moment that we are focused on that, we are achieving that closeness. And that is the goal, that all the mitzvahs are supposed to fit into that structure that we're creating, that we are building, fitting into that concept, and that there is a significance to that, and that that is the purpose, to take it out every 15 minutes, remind ourselves, Kirvos Elokim Li Tov. What I'm trying to accomplish is closeness to Hashem. I'm trying to accomplish that relationship, and I'm trying to understand that it's not just a piece of knowledge that I have. We have lots of pieces of knowledge. I know that 2 plus 2 is 4. I know that. But it's not just that I need to be aware of a certain piece of information. I need to live with that certain information. And to live with that information requires getting used to the thought of keeping it in our mind, keeping it in our consciousness. You can't live with a piece of information unless it's constantly there. None of us, if I ask you know what the capital of New York is, well, you may know it, but it doesn't affect you. I have that knowledge. So I know that there's a Rabbanu Shalom. I believe it. I believe that He gave us the Torah. But it's just a piece of information that I have. Needs to transfer from being a piece of information that we have to being a piece of information that we actually live with. Someone who's working with heavy machinery lives with that information. And our relationship with the Rebbe Shalom is something that we have to live with. And the first step, and it sounds like a simple one, I've actually tried this, and it is not so simple, to actually start once an hour, just once an hour, to write somewhere in a place where you'll see it, Kirvas Elokim Li Tov. My goal is to become close to Hashem, and that's just, I'm focused on that as a concept, as a goal of something that I'm trying to accomplish. Stop here, we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem next week as we continue on.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.